dark clips coming out of Belfast after a man was nearly beheaded on camera. Yes. Most shops and schools north of Belfast are closed down today. You go into shopping centres and this is what you see. Nobody. I want to give my thoughts on this because I see a lot of people condemning it and saying what they usually say. The same time this is happening, so the same week as a man was nearly beheaded by a Sudanese man, the trial of Riyad Bouchakra, I think it is, I think I pronounced it right, is ongoing. This is a man, an asylum seeker, who arrived in Ireland in 2001. He arrived as an asylum seeker. He was refused social welfare payment. And he decided then, once he was refused social welfare payment, to go out on the street and try slit the throat of three children. 5 and 6 year old children. They were in junior and senior infants. Imagine it, 5 and 6 year olds. And this Algerian man was trying to slit their throat after school. That court case is ongoing. It's happening right now. And I want to read you what one of the parents has said about the child. She is currently, this is 3 years on, she is currently in a wheelchair and she is non-verbal. So she can't talk. She is learning how to swallow. Her nutrition is all through a tube in her stomach. We ask her yes or no questions and she blinks to give us the best of her answers. So imagine this is your 5-year-old. She has to do double the work. She cannot go to the toilet by herself. She cannot reach for anything by herself. I cannot convince her to fall asleep. She has to take medicine to fall asleep. If she gets too excited, hot, or constipated, and it's very severe, she has to be sedated after this man tried to slit her throat because he was refused social welfare. When that happened, people rioted in Dublin. And most people I know, most people I would have went to school with, put up posts saying they're ashamed to be Irish because buses were set on fire. I want that to register for people. That is who we're dealing with. You could have 5 or 6 year olds having their throat slit by foreigners that get their welfare rejected. And they will complain about buses being set on fire sooner than they'll ever ask the question, what is someone like that doing in our country? You could have a man beheaded on camera and they'll sooner condemn the people angry at that.